I'm Pat Feldball, and back on July 4th, 1972, I began my career at WBFO.
I'm Mark Wozniak. I've been working with WBFO for nearly 40 years on the payroll, over 40 years as if you count my volunteer time, which started in 1978.
One of the things about WBFO that really stands out in my memory is how many people went through there, were there at any given time, on any given day during the week, even on weekends. It was just this very vibrant environment. The people who managed the place and worked there were, for the most part, extremely energetic, intelligent, professional, even though we were all very young. And people who kind of passed through were all exciting and shared that vibrance.
I started in 79, and back then it was a conglomeration of folk and jazz music and the blues. And an NPR show called All Things Considered. Afternoons, there were 5 o'clock. It was a 5 o'clock show. It ran for an hour and a half out of Washington. And when I started, they were debuting a brand new show called Morning Edition.
Good morning. Israel and the Palestine Liberation Organization sign a peace agreement today at the White House. I'm Bob Edwards. Today is Monday, September 13th, and this is NPR's Morning Edition.
And that was the NPR's entry into morning news, and they needed a board operator right away to take over for that. We had classical music as well back in those days.
I worked as a board operator for people like Peter Hall, who I've known since the early 70s, who did a classical music show from Rags to Rondos. And yeah, we'll remind him of that.
I'm your producer and host, Peter Hall. It's good to have you along.
Morning Classics was a show that lost an hour of time to Morning Edition, and an overnight rock and roll show called Oil of Dog with Gary Storm, who presented all sorts of rock and roll that was non-mainstream.
I had the opportunity of a lifetime as a young 20-something to host a talk show with Terry Gross. Terry was just as good then as she is now. She's brilliant. And I was a little intimidated, but I had this opportunity. I took it. I worked with her. And one of the things that I did like about her that was, people will say, really didn't matter, she had a great ear for music. Every day she'd spend time in the music library auditioning tracks as bumpers and separators for segments. And she came up with the coolest stuff.
From WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Terry Gross with Fresh Air. Today, Michael Pollan, author of...
And if you listen back to some of her Fresh Air themes, one of them really reflects that. I stay in touch with her to this day, and I told her about that. And she said, oh, I know which one you mean. I know what you mean. And so she's just... What's the word? Universal. She's got so much going on.
My most enjoyable time was in the early 80s, 1980 to 86, when I was the co-host of A Polka Sunday with Friends. Sunday nights, the late Stan Slabersky did the polka show, and when I started doing the polka show, it turned into a lot of fun, getting along with the listeners, getting along with Stan, and playing music that I came to grow and appreciate as more of an art form than just a throwaway.
It's still a treasure. It's still a valuable media entity. I believe it was then, back when it started 60 years back, and it remains that way.